This is not the healing arts. The medical profession calling gender surgeries and chemical body alterations healthcare can't be all that far from calling the final solution social engineering. Here is a quote recently shared by Robert W. Malone. Great people talk about ideas, average people talk about themselves, and small people talk about others, John C. Maxwell. Malone writes regularly about the state of medicine and the medical community, and what he witnessed during the years, 2020 through 2022. I for one respect his insights because they were forged during a paradigm shift about the medical community he, more than most, should know and understand. His research discoveries of the mRNA and the subsequent vaccines that were developed from them, were the at the crux of something that should be considered to be at the very least, a hugely controversial government-mandated medical intervention. This, suffice it to say, earned him unrelenting opprobrium from his colleagues and his, newfound, critics, a vast army of corporate media, federal and world health organizations, and all of the Washington cabal. He remains relevant even after the attacks on his character and his accomplishments as a doctor and a researcher were vilified over and over. But the belittling changed dramatically when his improbable interview with the extremely popular podcaster, Joe Rogan, went viral. Only then did people really begin to realize he was speaking about something not yet beaten down, honest concerns, and the honest truth. You and I are very blessed he hasn't gone away. We have discovered this mild scientist and researcher is a very deep thinker who is relentless in debunking the new normal. Very interestingly, Malone will retweet or republish another author or authority in his frequent, who is Robert Malone, email subscription. Very recently, he released a post written by a Midwestern doctor, AMD. Closing parenthesis. After something gains enough traction, or emerging facts are revealed, he will repost, or cross-post, it. His subject matter will include those who, replete with lofty medical credentials, promote falsehoods and seek to silence the truth. Most Americans who managed to survive the insanity that erupted with the outbreak of COVID-19 now know that much, if not most, of what we were told was neither honest nor true. This is particularly significant when we understand that only 10% of the population is self-directed, meaning they were awake enough to know all the hype doesn't pass the smell test. I am of the opinion that many of the unexplained deaths among younger people are a result of the headlong rush to vaccinate everyone regardless the lack of sufficient medical research to support that rush. In time, I believe this will become something akin to accepted fact. And everyone will just move on. In the days of COVID, among many medical professionals who campaigned to push and peddle the vaccinations, sheltering in place, and all the other social engineering tropes, one name is emerging that deserves some special attention. Peter Hotez. MD, PhD. This is why Malone, pictured, cross-published the pseudonymous AMD, who had this to say about Hotez. Peter Hotez has spent his career as one of the vaccine establishment's leading cheerleaders, and I believe he was one of the individuals most directly responsible for the deadly censorship we saw throughout COVID-19. This is because right before COVID-19, he paved the way for it by going on a media tour to make people aware of the extreme dangers of the anti-vaccine movement and the critical need to censor them on each platform. The confluence of social media platforms, mass media outlets, and the proliferation of government policy, medical operatives, of whom Hotez was among the most aggressive, all contributed to scaring an entire population, already utterly triggered, into mask wearing that's still evident in some inner cities 3 years later. If your own doctor and his staff are continuing to mask, or worse, insisting you do as well, you should seriously consider another doctor. I recommend you read AMD's article, cross-posted by Dr. Malone here. It should not be any stretch to make the connection between the COVID craziness and the sad state of affairs in the medical community as of June of 2023. This is the same community who is not just embracing transgendering, but actively promoting it, even for your young children. The Daily Wire has been reporting on the trend of advancing gender, reassignment, and transitioning even in predominantly red states. Among them are the University of Iowa's LGBTQ and Questioning Clinic, which says it provides post-surgical care for those who have undergone gender-affirming surgery, and gender-affirming voice services, something America First Legal calls brazen, in a rural state like Iowa. Then, there is the University of Virginia Health's Youth Transgender Clinic, whose website shockingly says, "We offer transgender youth health services for ages 11 to 25 inches," and adds that, "Our services include puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and referrals for gender-affirming surgeries." Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin won office in part for his stand against gender ideology in schools, Keep encouraging him to remain in the fight. The connection is this. It's not that society has discovered something new and wonderful worth perfecting. No, rather that the perfection of Jesus is being deleted from our culture. And with him goes the restraining influence of common sense, common grace, and common decency. This is due, according to Andrew Clavin, whom we featured last week, is not because there is some better or newer alternative that enlightens everyone, including doctors and scientists, lawyers and political pundits and more. It's because the culture is dragging him out of everywhere. All of the mediating institutions, and even some churches are included. I am reminded of the time of the judges when everyone did what was right in their own eyes. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Judges chapter 17 verse 6, NKJV, they did what was right in their own eyes, is equivalent to today's philosophy of, if it feels right, then do it. Or, you be you. Nowadays, we do our own thing, and then suffer when others do it too. It explains much of what is terribly wrong with almost everything. But, just because our social media pundits are prognosticating grim and woeful outcomes in the coming months, doesn't mean there is nothing that can be done. The first lesson to remember is to keep our pure and faithful hearts, and our wits about us. God desires to work with such people for his glory. And the Lord said to Gideon, "Everyone who laps from the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, you shall set apart by himself. Likewise everyone who gets down on his knees to drink." And the number of those who lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men, but all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink water. Judges chapter 5 verse 6b 7 NKJV. It's not so much that God doesn't like people who drink like dogs, but rather he prefers to work with those who, by bending their knees, remain alert, who are always looking around and constantly aware of what is going on. Is that you? If so, you could be in God's small, yet elite, and overwhelmingly powerful army. In other words, someone God can use. Asterisk compare Bible versions of this verse to see who Gideon chose and who he sent home.